Okay, and welcome back to the hottest new show on the entire internet, the Kyle Lamb Show.
I am just so honored to be here tonight with Kyle, David.
An amazing debut. Did you hear it last week? It was just an amazing debut.
It really was. Kyle, just thank you so much for having us again.
Right. You know, some people, it takes them years to just climb the mountain of success, just piece by piece every day. In 1 week, Kyle has just kicked over the mountain. I mean, just unbelievable. Hottest show on the internet, ratings through the roof, numbers through the roof. This is the second episode of the Kyle Lamb Show. Once again, Kyle Lamb cannot be here. He's in rehab.
Oh, Kyle Lamb's not here?
No, Kyle's not here.
Oh,
this is the second time. I mean, despite the amazing success of the show, this is the second show, and it is the second time Kyle has missed the show.
Well, we have all these mailbag questions for him.
Well, I don't know. Bust out the questions. Let's see. Kyle Lamb, again, loves his fans. He loves his listeners. He loves all of you. Very accessible. And again, he's happy to answer questions from the audience, presumably when he's here. He's not here today, though.
All right. So, Kyle, your first not Kyle. Well, the first question that was meant for Kyle, this comes from Steve from Cleveland. Steve asks, how important are these early season games to the committee?
Oh, that's a great question, Steve. Kyle Lamb, you know, a selection committee expert. He actually organized the initial mock committee that we did here at Hoops HD. I'm just impressed with this audience. What a smart and informed question.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Kyle not here to answer it. What's the next question?
Okay, next one comes from Rick from Buffalo. He says, when will Kyle Lamb be on the show?
We all want Kyle Lamb on Buffalo. Did you see their game last night, Chad? They hosted Jacksonville State.
Yeah, that was their game of the
actually,
day.
Yeah, beat them. It was a really good game. I mean, Jack State went up to Richmond, won huge. And, you know, I thought that they would kind of go into Buffalo and win as well, but Buffalo getting the big win there, they weren't kind of either one of our picks to do all that well in the MAC, but maybe we should keep an eye on Buffalo.
I am, especially after Western Michigan lost tonight to Tulsa. I mean, Tulsa's horrible.
I mean, Tulsa's terrible.
Well, let's go to the next question. This comes from Mike Austin. He says, is there Kyle Lamb merchandise and where can I buy it?
Kyle Lamb merchandise. Oh, yeah, of course there's Kyle Lamb merchandise. Be sure and pick some up. Austin. Texas really turning it around this year.
Yeah.
Shaka Smart off to a good – they haven't really been tested yet, but they look much improved.
Okay. We got one more. Paul from San Francisco out in California there. Rocco is out of that same area. I wonder if Paul knows Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco is out in that area. Like, again, we've expanded our footprint a little bit. We were a little too Big East, Big Ten, but now we've got a little more Pac-12 and some Mountain West and West Coast. I think Rocco went to the game the other night, San Francisco and St. Francis, didn't he?
I believe he
or
did,
was it
yeah.
St. Mary's? Yeah, I mean,
he went to the SFPA. But Paul there, one of Rocco's neighbors, asked, who is the best coach in the Big Pac-12? So, yeah, I think, you know, Dave, I think that's a great question. Who is
Again, another good question, really up for debate. But anyway, I think that's it for the mailbag.
Okay, yeah, but there's four great questions, so keep the questions coming, everybody. Yeah. We will make certain that we ask all these questions to Kyle, and you know, Kyle loves his fans.
Yeah, he does. I mean, real accessible guy, and just doing a bang-up job with the show so far. A roaring success, great addition to Hoops HD.
I guess there's one other thing that I wanted to kind of talk about here. Kyle, I hope that Kyle doesn't get upset that I throw my own little topic into his show, but, you know, he didn't bother showing up tonight, so we got to do something to fill out the next few minutes.
He's in rehab. He injured himself trying to move his microphone.
That's rehab from a physical injury, not the
– Yeah, physical injury. Not the kind of rehab that I've been in.
I was reading a story just a couple of days ago that the NCAA is actually thinking about starting this regular season a few days earlier. Instead of starting it on a Friday, start it on a Tuesday, the three days before where it is right now, which would put less of the first couple of days up against football, which is one of the biggest problems, the second day of the season being up against – the first Saturday of the season being up against football. Get a few more days in and maybe even play the Champions Classic on opening night.
Yeah, we've had exempt events before. For years and years and years, it seemed like the season always started the Friday before Thanksgiving. It was, again, this was before the season went from 27 games to 29 games, the start date was the Friday before Thanksgiving, with the exception of exempt tournaments. So you had games before opening night that counted, if that made sense. Then when they expanded the season out from to 29, I thought what they should have done, and you and I have had this discussion in the past, but we haven't had it for a while, and I don't think we agreed on it. I thought they should have added the time on to the end of the year, specifically because I think the earlier you start, the more you overlap with football. And from an administrative standpoint, you know, you don't want your two revenue sports playing at the same time. That's a busy day when you have a football home game and a basketball home game and maybe a women's game on top of that. Or if it's a situation where, you know, your football team is at home and your basketball team is on the road or vice versa. It's just like you want to lessen the overlap. So I was like, if I was for the expansion of the season, it added two more out of conference games to the schedule. But I thought they should have put that on to the end of the year. So instead of championship week being that first and second week of March, it would have been the third and fourth week of March, and we would have seen the NCAA tournament essentially start 2 weeks later than what it does. I'm not a fan of starting earlier than what we do already. I think we almost kind of start too early as it is. If anything, Chad, I would like to see the season push back about 2 or 3 weeks to where opening day is that weekend of the conference championships in football. So the weekend after Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know how you feel about that. I think you kind of like the calendar the way it is.
I'm kind of okay with it how it is. I like that it ends by the beginning of April there, just when, you know, some other sports like Major League Baseball are starting their seasons. You move everything back 2 weeks, then that term March Madness has become part of culture, kind of.
Yeah.
Now it's April Madness just doesn't work.
Yeah, and that might sound petty, but I don't think it is. I think March Madness is – there is something special about that, and I think April Madness or whatever byline they came up with would be great, but is something about having it at the calendar. But another thing about the – yeah.
Well, I just want to throw in here on the whole idea of an April Madness. The other thing is you are finishing the basketball tournament before the NBA starts its playoffs. And that's kind of a key little factor in there too, is that, you know, you're doing it in March and there is nothing in March. February has the Super Bowl. April starts the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball opening season and the hockey playoffs and everything. March without the NCAA tournament is a big old hole in the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, well, we would still have conference games, conference rivalries. I mean, we would still be in the meat of the season.
Well, but and that's great for fans like you and I, but for the average fan who doesn't pay attention until the brackets are announced, you're overlapping them with major other sporting events that they want to be watching and attending.
Right. And I get that. The end of the year, there are some drawbacks to it. One of the things I would like at the beginning of the year, and it's stuff that, like right now, tonight, actually, we had the beginning of a lot of these exempt tournaments. And these tournaments are typically, I mean, I like them. You see a lot of interesting matchups. They have sort of a feeling like similar to what a bowl game in football would be. A lot of fans can travel to them. They're on television throughout the day. But instead of having those now and next week, which is essentially over Thanksgiving break and students missing more and more class, what if these games were played over Christmas break? Wouldn't these kind of complement the bowl games a lot better than these end-of-the-season, regular-season football games that are going on now that they're sort of sandwiched in around? Like, say that they've started over Christmas break, and you have these – showcase games and these in these exempt tournaments and stuff like the 2K Classic and stuff where teams play these neutral floor showcase games, having all that over Christmas break rather than in November, do you think that would work better? I think the give would be you give up March Madness in March and have it in April instead. But the take would be a much better setting for some of these early season games.
I don't mind the early season. This group of the exempt tournaments being on, you know, most of them are going to be next week, Thanksgiving week. I mean, look at Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, you've got the two NFL football games that half the country's boycotting anyhow. So, but what are you going to have? We're going to have the quarterfinal rounds and some serious great tournaments like the Battle for Atlantis and the two brackets in the PK 80 event. So it's going to be a great basketball day on Thanksgiving.
It is. It always is. I mean, I think to me, Thanksgiving's more about basketball than it is about football.
Yeah, I would like to see a few of these events maybe move to December, like we have with the Diamond Head Classic. Maybe we have a couple more over the Christmas break, but I understand. You know, it's tough to get people to travel to a basketball game over Christmas break when they're either going to be traveling with family or traveling to a college football bowl game.
Yeah,
I mean, you're now asking somebody to commit to a trip to the Battle for Atlantis, followed by a trip out to the Rose Bowl. I mean, that's a lot back to back. You spread them out a month apart, you might be able to get better attendance out there.
Right. And that is one of the things, because, you know, you have the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, but you have the Wooden Legacy, you have the Wooden, there are some tournaments based in that area. And could the two complement each other? Could it be part of the Rose Parade festivities?
Only if you put the two teams that are in the Rose Bowl into the Wooden Legacy every year.
Yeah, and that would be hard to do.
Yeah.
Because the Orange Bowl Classic, as you know, was a basketball tournament that went on the week of the Orange Bowl, and it never really took off.
Never took off. UTEP still runs a Sun Bowl Invitational that complement the Sun Bowl that they host, but it's UTEP playing three teams that only you and I have ever heard of. So
right, yeah.
I'm kind of okay where it is. I'm even okay with starting at the Tuesday earlier. It's only 3 days earlier, because I do really like the idea of let's play. If you play 1 versus 2 and 4 versus 5, like the Champions Classic was this year on opening night, you slam into opening night. You don't start the season with Spring Arbor versus Eastern Michigan.
And I would like that aspect. Is Tuesday night a good night to open the season, though? I mean, it kind of like – and one of the things that's always bothered me is, why isn't that Friday a huge day on the sports calendar, not just the basketball calendar, but – I mean, how great is that? Because there's no football on Friday night. You have all these games on Friday night. Most of them suck, but we need better games on Friday. And how good is that? So you have opening of college basketball on Friday night, and then Saturday you have these late season conference rival football games.
Well, and that kind of gives you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It gives you two or three days in a row now that you can throw a bunch of games in there, and as opposed to, here's a couple games. Here's West Virginia, Texas A&M in Germany, and UCLA getting their players arrested out in China, and now let's go. Yeah. Now let's go right into a pretty much a dead day, because everyone's going to be watching some of the great football games that are on. And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm a huge college football fan myself, and these first three Saturdays are you know, I can't find enough screens to watch all the games I want to watch between the football and the basketball. So
yeah,
I wouldn't mind if you almost played only, you know, a very small handful of games on these first couple of Saturdays, so that football can take center stage until it's over.
But yeah.
Play more games on Friday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I do think this will happen, by the way.
David, I have a little breaking news here. I just got another mailbag question in.
Oh, okay.
This comes again. We were just talking about these early season games from Steve from Cleveland, who asked us that first question about how boring they are. Steve now wants to know, how come Kyle has not yet answered my question? That's a really good question.
I mean, another really good question. And Kyle is, I mean, as accessible as he is, as great as he is, I mean, he's just so busy with the show.
Yeah,
but he can't get around that.
Great job, Steve.
Well, didn't we did it. We read his question.
Yeah. Well, he wanted.
What the hell is his problem?
I don't know. Apparently, he wants.
I bet he's a Browns fan. Stupid.
I guess that was my topic. I thought of. Do we have anything else we want to discuss here?
Kyle? Yeah. Well, Kyle had a whole litany of topics.
So. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, Kyle's not here. Kyle's not here. Kyle's in rehab. That's right. Injured himself moving his microphone.
Again, physical rehab, not the other type.
Right, yeah. Not the kind that I'm in.
Well, then I guess we're done.
I guess so. I mean, again, and this is season one, episode two. It's just, and again, in closing, I just got to say, like, with utter admiration, just the roaring success that the Kyle Lamb Show is off to. It's a fantastic addition to Hoops HD.
And I just do want to keep people encouraged, get all those questions in. We'll make certain that every single one of them gets asked on the air.
Yes, asked on the air. All right.
Well, good night.
All right.